This is Earth Notes. Squirrels do this. So do ferrets, gophers, and prairie dogs. Even the family dog and cat. An animal spread flat on its stomach, legs and feet extended, is exhibiting a behavior called splooting. This is a fairly new but actual technical term for a habit of many furred animals, and sometimes birds. It's a way to regulate their body temperature. They may come out and warm up on a pleasant winter day, or more often, practice it in summer as temperatures soar in the southwest. Splooting, also called frogging or pancaking, works best because hair, fur, or feathers are thinner on the stomach, and heat can then be released through the skin. Flat out, all limbs splayed is one version, but there are also variations, like the side sploot, half sploot, and reverse sploot. The posture also lets animals take a few minutes break when their energy is low. Resting, stretching, or maybe just playing. It's pretty cute to watch. But the practice carries some risk, leaving them more vulnerable to predators in the wild. And though the animal may appear to be hurt, it's fine and shouldn't be disturbed. With a little patience and binoculars, an observer can see splooting. Arizona Game and Fish biologist Holly Hicks suggests going out later in the day, to a prairie dog colony, for example, staying still and watching for at least an hour. The animals will likely emerge and show off with a little splooting. Entertainment for us, but survival for them. This Earth Note was written by Rose Hauck and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Melissa Sivany.